in honor of the minyan market going on upstairs, all of us are busy collecting and picking and choosing our Arba Minim, Lulav and Esrog for Yom Tov. I just wanted to share a few thoughts on that, and I just wanted to start with something that I quickly mentioned this morning after davening as a springboard. Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch that somebody who makes a sukkah for himself on Erev Yom Tov, he prepares Yom Tov by making a sukkah. He does not make a bracha on the making of the sukkah. As he actually constructs the sukkah, he does not make a bracha on that, because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to actually sit in the sukkah, so we wait on making the bracha until we actually sit. However, the bracha, the shechianu, however, he writes, should be made or could be made already at the time of the making of the sukkah. It was fit that one should or could have already made the shechianu when he makes the sukkah, but our minhag is to wait until actually making the bracha, until we actually sit in it. But there's an idea that in simply getting the sukkah ready, the hechsher mitzvah, the preparing of the sukkah, already the shechianu bracha could be made on that as well, even though we wait to make the bracha until we actually sit in the sukkah. I mention it again now, because the Mechaber writes a very similar halacha when it comes to the lulav and the esrog, where we have the four separate, or at least with the lulav, the three separate aspects, the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravos. And the Mechaber writes, lo yivarech shehechiyonu b'shas asiyas lulav. One should not make the bracha of shehechiyonu when you put your lulav together. When you put the lulav together with the hadasim and the aravos, the Mechaber passes the halacha, don't make a shehechiyonu when you put your lulav together. So you should wait until you take it. So the Mishabura, why is he telling us that? Why would one think I would make a shechianu when I put my lulav and esrog together? Says the Mishabura, "Hafagav de min adin hayoroi levarach shechianu tekef b'shasasiyas alulav." It would have been fit. It was fitting al pi halacha that just putting it together already, one should already make the bracha of shechianu, v'kimanu, v'gyanu. We've arrived at this day to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. One would think I could actually make the bracha, says the Mishnah, one should actually make the bracha of shechianu just on putting your lulav together. But the minhag is, says the Mechaber, we wait until we actually take it to fulfill the mitzvah. Then we make the two brachas, not only the bracha of shaking the lulav, but we add the bracha of the shechianu, even though we could have already made it before. So it's just an interesting thought as we're busy running around, getting a lulav and esrog together, building the sukkah. It's a part of the mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah, preparing for the mitzvah, to the point where one could make the shechianu, as I mentioned earlier, this morning. If one didn't make the shechianu on building the sukkah, you would not make another shechianu when Yom Tov comes. You'd already have fulfilled the bracha of shechianu even before Yom Tov, just on building the sukkah and putting it together, but our minhag is to wait. One other thought, another halacha with two thoughts on it, on regarding what we're busy with now, picking out a lulav and a esrog. The Mechaber writes, based on a mishnah of Masechta Sukkah, that min haTorah, the mitzvah of lulav is only on Yom Rishon. The first day of Sukkot, this day, every Thursday morning, is the only day, midaraisa, that we have a biblical commandment to actually take a lulav and a esrog. The pasuk goes, "Lekachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon pre'etah da'ar." You should take for yourself on the Yom Rishon, on the first day, the lulav and the esrog. That's the only day that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And Chazal were misaking that we should take it all 7 days. Why do they add the other days of Yom Tov? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash stood there was a mitzvah all 7 days to take the lulav and the esrog. As the Pesuk says, "Usmachtem lachem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem." You will be joyous before Hashem, literally before Him in the Beis HaMikdash, all 7 days. So that what comes out is in Minat Torah, in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, outside of Yerushalayim would only be for 1 day, and we do it all 7 as a Zeichel HaMikdash to remember the Beis HaMikdash. So two quick thoughts. Number one, it's always fascinating to me as I'm upstairs in Harry Shul watching the long lines form, asking questions to Rabbi Pransky and Rabbi Feldman or myself or any other Rav who can answer a question. Everybody wants to know, is my Lulav okay? Is my Esrog okay? Is it like this? Is it like that? At the end of the day, how many mitzvahs will be fulfilled with, on a Daraisa level, with our Lulav and our Esrog? One mitzvah d'oraisa. One. And yet, the care, the concern, the line to make sure that the esrog is it okay? Is it really good? The lulav, which are almost all kosher, but to make sure that it's done well. And it's a reminder every year, we put on tefillin every single day. We wear tzitzis every single day. There's Shabbos every single week. There are mitzvahs d'oraisa. And it's a reminder, when we have them only once a year, the care and the concern, the love that it should be like this and like that, we have these opportunities every single day. And the same morning that we're going to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, we'll have tzitzis, we'll have other mitzvahs d'oraisas, to be careful how many shailas are asked on tefillin. Are my tefillin on right? Are they written right? Do they look right? How many shailas about tzitzis? The lines are not out the door with the mitzvahs that we do all the time. And it's an interesting always insight as I watch the lines form with this special mitzvah, which is once again, I'm not saying not to form lines. We should do it for all of our mitzvahs, to take the same care and concern with the mitzvahs that we have, the opportunities that we have all the time. Secondly, it's worth mentioning, as we go through the whole Yontif, the reason why we are taking the lulav and esrog for the rest of the Yontif is a zeicher l'mikdash. It should be in our minds, in our thoughts. We don't need to do this. We only need to take it one day. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they took it all seven. And it's a reminder to go through Yontif. Yontif always is centered around Aliyah L'Regel, being in the Beis HaMikdash, what took place in the Beis HaMikdash, yearning to be back in the Beis HaMikdash, Simchas Beis HaShoreva. There's so much yearning and waiting to be back in Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash. It should be in our minds as we take it on every day after the first day, or the first 2 days here in Chutz La'aretz, all of Chol HaMoed, to Zeicher L'Mikdash. We're doing this because there was a Beis HaMikdash, and there they did it every day, and it's been destroyed. And we're doing this to remember what took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and continue to yearn that it should be rebuilt. And those are thoughts that we should have as we prepare our lulav and our esrog. A, one can make a shechi just on the preparing the lulav and esrog, just on putting it together. Chazal understood you can make a shechiyano on that. The joy of being able to do that, the joy of asking the shaylos and the questions, taking that beyond into all the mitzvahs that we do, and remembering the Beis HaMikdash throughout the yontiv as to why we have all 7 days, in fact, with our lulav and our esrog. Just some lulav and esrog thoughts.